For many students in their teens and early 20s, college is the first time they're navigating healthcare alone. Universities are making it easier and cheaper to get care on campus. But depending on where you go to school and what your major is, it might not be that simple. 90.5 WESA's Sabrina Bowden reports.
When Jay Salkire was a freshman at Carnegie Mellon University, he slipped and hit his head. He didn't visit a physician immediately, but he was pretty sure he had a concussion. He'd had three before, two from playing hockey and one from a car accident in high school.
I kind of just took some Advil and kept going through my work as best as I could.
Salkire studies architecture. He and other students in the program at CMU say they spend up to 12 hours at a time working on projects. With a midterm coming up, he didn't feel like he had the time to be sick.
Because of how much work we had in all our classes, I knew I couldn't afford not only going to the doctor to get diagnosed, but I guess also taking time to rest.
But he says looking back, if he had sought treatment for his suspected concussion earlier, he would have saved himself a lot of time and frustration.
It definitely could have just been 2 days rest and I could have been back to normal instead of 2 weeks of just trying to keep up with the pace.
Salkire says the main reason he didn't visit a doctor was because he worried his grade would drop from missing class. He says it's frowned upon to stay home when sick or tired. Between balancing assignments, class attendance, and hoping to squeeze in a social life, carving time out for a doctor's appointment isn't a priority for many students in rigorous academic programs.
There's nothing more disappointing to me than having a senior come in and they look around and they say, "Wow, I had no idea that I could have been using this."
Elizabeth Wedick is the medical director at the University of Pittsburgh's health clinic. She says about 1,000 students a week visit for everything from upper respiratory infections to IUD insertions.
I always say that what we try to be is the primary care provider away from home.
Pitt's clinic is open 6 days a week, has evening and weekend hours, and low $5 copays. But navigating the healthcare system can still be confusing. And for young adults who've previously relied on parents to schedule their appointments, it can be downright intimidating. Katie Leslie is a nurse at Point Park University. She says there's an element of hand-holding to assist students in transitioning to being in charge of their own health care. Like Pitt, Point Park is trying to make it as easy as possible for students to access care. The school recently opened an online scheduling portal and walk-in hours to allow flexibility in choosing appointments.
They don't run the risk of walking in and there may be eight people in front of them and they just have to wait. And then they either walk away untreated or they have to wait and miss class.
Some schools even offer low-cost flu shots, access to doctors off campus, and rides to hospitals, so students don't incur ambulance fees. Leslie says schools are also trying to destigmatize mental health by offering treatment and resources, like therapy and stress management.
We're here not only just for when you're sick or injured, but also, you know, we have resources for health and wellness as well.
But college students in Pittsburgh say whether they have time to go to the doctor has a lot to do with how demanding their coursework is. For example, computer science and engineering students across campuses say they were commonly pulling all-nighters, but language and history students had a little more free time in their schedules. CMU architecture student Jay Salkire says he knows his health is important, but he says the rigorous academic culture doesn't prioritize student wellness.
At least in our major, and especially at CMU, like, school goes a mile a minute. So if you're like, if you don't go to one class, you're probably easily like hours and possibly days behind other kids.
CMU's architecture program did not respond to requests for comment. Salkire says students regularly come to class and the workshop sick, spreading whatever they have to other students. When mono went around campus last year, he says it was like the plague. But students were too scared of their grades dropping to stay home and get well. I'm Sabrina Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.